You're listening to Israel Scene. This is Steve.
And my name is Yoram. Steve, I brought down from Jerusalem a very special program, one of Israel's preeminent Persian, that is to say Iranian musicians, singing music from Persia, from what is now called Iran, that, the community, of course, is pretty well gone from Iran. Most of them are in Israel, many of them are in the United States. And here we have Janet Yehudian, who is in Israel and singing the authentic, real music from Persia.
Armarisan besura az besura ta Yeshua Asherechem Yisera Asherechem, 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 Yisrael.
Thank you.
Just listen to Ashrei Yisrael.
The song is about a salvation, about the willingness to, you know, of Jewish people in Iran to be salvated and to come to Zion, to Israel. Many, many songs were written about Israel, about, you know, Gola, and how is to be at Gola. I wrote it in English. If you want, I can translate it. It says, by virtue of the brethren and of Torah Moshe, bring us salvation, the tidings of salvation. From the springs of salvation, draw fresh water. Bring us salvation, the tidings of salvation. Ashrechem, Ashrechem, Ashrechem Israel. And Ashrechem, it means blessed be. It is, you know, that's what is very wonderful is that this song and many other Jewish songs are written in mixed Hebrew and Jewish Persian. I mean, it is written in Aramaic alphabet and many words like Zchut, Bizchut Torat Moshe. It all is in Hebrew, even though the accent is, you know, very Persian. But that I don't know if everybody knew what does it mean, but the words were written half in Hebrew.
What was special about the Jews in Persia, or about Persian music? I think we once talked about that. You mentioned that Persian music stood between the East and the West, I think.
It is, you know, the classical Persian music is the mother of all the classical Eastern music. It started from there, actually, and it was many great musicians that were exiled from Iran because they expressed the secular sides of music in the Shia. They exiled them to other countries. So they brought their knowledge, and even though the instrumental instruments to Arab, to India, to even to Spain and Bulgaria, they have the same vocaliza. It's a little bit different, but it is the basic is is the same.
Do Iranian people know much about the music from before the time of the Muslims? Because Persia is much older than Islam, and the Jews have been there longer than Islam has been there. So is there a connection to the music that is more than 1,000 years old, 2,000, 3,000 years old?
I think it was a different a little bit, because when I'm hearing now the music that was from the time of Islam, and I had a little amount of songs from 3,000 years. It is not song exactly. It is just like talking, but with a rhythmus. You know, it is very different. I think that the Islam, because they didn't let people to have the occupation of music, many Jewish people that they were related low, like the music, they were allowed to deal with the music. So many Iranian great Jewish musicians like Neda Wood, he's very, very, very famous. I think he was contributed a lot to the preservation and also development of Persian classical music.
What song should we listen to now? Which song would you like to tell us about?
I chose to take Shachar Abakishcha, that it is from Yehuda Halevi, and to adjust it to to take the lyrics and to adapt it to a Iranian song, and I love it. I think in this I love it most. Shachar Abakishcha.
Oh, my.
Traditional. It is very ancient, and it is even though it contains microtones of quarter. You know, there is soron and kori, which is not in the classical Western music. But I think even though like this, it is closer to the Western ear than Arabic music or other sister of Persian music, the Indian music. And I think it is beautiful, this one.
And if we wanted to listen to a third song, which we do, what would you suggest?
Okay, I suggest a Voice of My Father. It is again Ashrechem, with voice of his name was Geula, Aziz is dear, Mula Yehudayan, Mula because, Mula it means rabbi, because when the Persian gave family names, they used to ask about the occupation of the individual, and my grandfather was the rabbi of Jews. So they ask him, what are you doing? He say, I am the mullah of the Yehudim. So they say, okay, you will be Mullah Yehudayan.
So mullah is the same for a rabbi as it is for a Muslim, a religious leader.
Yes, but in Persia, the word was not rabbi, it was mullah. And so
that's the same word that's used for a Shia. And is this a song where your father sings?
Yes, when I was I left Persia when I was 14 years old, and I immigrated by Aliyat HaNoar, and I was in Kfar HaNoar Adati, in Kfar Hasidim. That was a Mizrahi-like religious dormitory. Not dormitory, Pnimiya. 24 hours. I don't know how to say it. We live there. Boarding school. We live there. We work there. Half we worked. It was agriculture boarding school. And half we studying. He sent, when I was there, he sent me a record in cassette. His voice. He's blessing me in this song also. And for me, it was precious. I preserved it, and I took it to the Ulpan of recording studio, and they succeeded to bring it in the same level of recording of all the disc.
جانچن فرزند الان یک شعر برات میخونم و امیدوار هستم که خدا قسمت خوب حوالت کند برای عروسید اون وقتی یه شیرای دیگم اگر زنده بودم برای عروسید میخونم گید خلعت آسیب ریشایی تاجت ماری الهایی بخشم به تو عزیزم، دشمنت سازم تبایی، اشریخیم 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 اسرائیل، ز خود تو رای موشی، ز خود جمع حبیریم، بر ما رسان به سورا عظمه دنی شوعا، اشیریم 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 اشیری لشلوما، از چشمه یشوعا آب حیات براریم، بر ما رسان به سورا عظمه دنی یشوعا، اشریخیم 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 اسرائیل. خدا حافظ، خدا یار و نگهدار، در همه جا کی ملخا و یسبلخ لشمرخا بخور درخیخا ادونای اشمور صدخا ابوخا معتا وعدولا.
So did you came here by yourself without your family?
Yes, I ran away, you know, just I can't say that it was impossible for me being there, because everything there was taboo, everything for me. I was very curious. I wasn't a regular teenager. I was a troublemaker for them in their eyes, because I wanted to travel to see Tehran and to go with friends. And it was about 40 years ago. In Iran of 40 years ago, it was terrible things for a girl to do, going out. And when I was 10 or 11 years old, I found a book in our home. It was Zionism. Zionism means Zionut, Zionism. And I read it. And when I came to the school, I asked people, what does it mean? Where can I find another material about this Zionism? And they told me that there is a Jewish club in the north of Tehran. The name is Menorah. I don't know how it is, a lamp? No, I don't know, the Menorah. And I took two buses, and I found the place. I was 11 years old. It was a beautiful place for me, because I was the littlest one there. All were 16 or 17, 18. But they let me be there. I was very quiet. I just sat down and so feelings from Israel about kibbutz, about pardes, orchard to take the oranges. It for me it was I was shocked totally, seeing boys and girls
short
pants. Yes, and dancing hora and dancing. It was I was thrilled, and I started to tell to my parents that I want to go there. And after 3 years, I convinced them I wouldn't tell how to sign that I can, But the condition was that I should go to a religious dormitory, and I accepted.
And how did you travel?
Where? To Tehran.
From Tehran to Israel.
But by plane. It was by Aliyata Noar, you know. Aliyata Noar, it was those years Israel was very...
friendly.
Yes. And there were many organizations of Kiach, Kol Yisrael Chaverim, Sochnut. It was in Iran. And Aliyat HaNoar, they didn't want at first to talk to me because I was only 11 years old. But after 3 years that I came every week, so they came to our house to talk with my parents. And after I throw down many parts of a service of porcelain, they accepted to take me. Yes.
A very strong child.
I want to, you know, it was I saying it very sincerely, I think that I would committed suicide or I don't know what, because I couldn't be there. It was I had very, very hard time there because I used to cry a lot because when I finished eighth grade, my father told me that it is enough. So I shouldn't go to the school anymore. And for me, that I was a very good student.
What did he expect you to do?
To be at home, to help to my mother. And after 2 or 3 years, after I would be 16 or 17 or 18, to get married. Oh, yeah.
Long time ago, far away. Let's choose another song to listen to. Which one do you think is there any song here that has something to do with the story that you've told us, that has something to do with Israel and Zionism and things of that sort?
Agadelcha, you know, it is a song, you know, Agadelcha is, it is praying from, I remember it in the synagogue. My father, he was Chazan. He had beautiful voice, you can hear him. I love it very much. It is according to a classical Persian music. And we translated it. It is possible, of course, to read the words of Agadelcha.
Thank you.
What is it that pushes you to make these albums? Is this your profession now?
I financed almost all the album, and it was a lot of money, but I knew that I must do it because I was in Fonoteca. It is the the audio library in Givat Ram, in the Hebrew University, and they have all the traditional music of all the groups, ethnic groups in Israel. So they let me hear Ladino. There was about 20 or 30 songs. Andalusi, it was also the same. Yemenite, the same. So I'm asking them, I was many times there, I want to hear Persian, so they say Persian. We have one, it is Mula Yehudayan Aziz, and we have Dardashti. We have two or three songs, and that's it. I was shocked. What does it mean? You don't preserve where they are? They say, we don't know. No one brought it for us because we have Ladino, because people are bringing it here. It was about 10 years ago, something like this, and when my father died, he told me, don't let this treasure be lost. Do something, you have good voice, you can do it. And I thought somebody will take and do it. I said, okay, I will bring it to people, and every concert I had, I talked about it with the leaders, so-called the Persian leaders here, and I told you should, I'm maybe the last one that I'll have it in her voice, in her soul, in her body. I'm ready to bring it to the eternity, you know, to record. And no one was, you know, they say, yes, of course, it's very important thing to do. So I decided before 3 years that I'm going to do it. This year I quit from my job. You know, I am a dietitian and pharmacist. And I told I must just do it. My husband didn't talk to me about 2 weeks. But later on he understood that I can't leave if I'm not going to do it. I knew that I can't leave. You know, it is something obsessive, because I think artist, if he's that obsessive of his art, I don't know if he's going, you know, until the end, until the edge.
There's the Persian community, the Persian Jewish community is spread out all over the world now. Are you in contact with people other than the Persians that are in Israel?
I think I had many problems with myself. And one of them is that I believe that if you do something, it is enough. But I see that if you do something, but you don't marketing it, understand that that's the way to do it right now in those days. I participated in many festivals in the world. Montpellier, Schleswig-Holstein, 3 weeks we were in France, all over the France, in Malta, in Barit, Italy, in Cyprus, again in Vienna. I was last time, now I'm at May, I'm going to Bari in a very famous and beautiful festival. So, and for me, it is important that everybody to hear it, because it doesn't matter, not the language, not the source, it is authentic. That's the music. This is the music of soul, of the roots, of the very deep roots.
Adone olam asher mala bete
Thank you very much, Jeanette. Where will you be appearing?
I have a few concerts here in Israel also. In 12 of June, there is in Beit HaTfutzot, because now there is a great exhibit of Persian community. It is a very nice job that they...
That's the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv.
Yes, in University of Tel Aviv, Beit HaTfutzot. And then I have in the Tower of David in Citadel at 10th of July. But before, at 22 of May, I have in Bari, Italy. I'm recording with Erguner and a few other international artists and musicians a disc. And we have also at 25th a concert, a very big concert with them, with that's cooperation with other musicians.
In Bari,
yes, in Bari in Italy. And what I wanted to tell you that everybody, even you, and I know you, how you yourself are a profound personality, have profound personality. Everybody that hears this music, he can connect with himself, with his childhood, with his culture, with his music. And it is a great, great thing, you know. It is like matana.
Gift.
It is a gift to give somebody to remember himself, her. It's culture. So that's the importance of those kinds of music, and not, you know, the harash.
Noise.
The noise music, yes, that has nothing to say. Even though I love many, many sort of music, and I'm hearing a lot of music of, you know, different jazz and Hasidi and classical, good classical music and Renaissance and everything, but not, you know, this, residual of music.
Wonderful, Jeanette. We will be listening and enjoying. Thank you again very much.